This is KCUR 89.3. 17 years ago, a Kansas City woman was raped and nearly killed in her home by a stranger. Since then, her journey has been about the chronic, crippling effects of violence. Now, as KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports, there's been a big break in the case, but it should have come much sooner. KCUR doesn't identify sexual assault victims, so we're calling this woman by the pseudonym Juliet. And as a note to our listeners, this story does contain graphic content.
Juliet was startled awake on August 17, 1999, and faced a woman's worst nightmare. A man was in her bedroom, brandishing a large knife.
He said, "Be quiet, and I won't hurt you."
She lived in a home near Westport on the Kansas side. She'd read all those tips in the women's magazines in the 1980s. Don't fight your attacker. Save your life.
I said, "I have a 4-year-old daughter." I was looking in his eyes. I was trying to communicate to him that I was like a human being. I was someone's mother, someone's daughter, someone's sister. And at that point, he put a pillow over my face.
Juliet is a single mom, and her daughter was staying with her grandparents that night. But her pleas didn't work.
He stabbed me right here in the lower abdomen. And then, you know, the pillow came off my face then. And I'm like, "What did you do? You said you wouldn't hurt me." And he said, "Well, you've seen my face, and now I have to kill you."
He stabbed her in the stomach again, then her thigh, her face, her neck. She blacked out briefly, only to come to as he stabbed her in the heart and twisted the knife.
Then I'm like coming to peace with dying. In my mind, I'm like, "Well, I'm 32, and, you know, I've had a pretty good life, and it's not that big of a deal if I die here." And then it hit me that I was a mom.
Call it survival. Call it the fierce force of motherhood. She fought back.
I just took my legs and kicked him as hard as I could, and he slammed against the wall. Before that, he was always very, like, polite. It was weird, like, "Please" and "Thank you" and "Ma'am" and really weird. But then he said, "Bitch, you got blood all over me."
He ran out. She drug herself next door to her landlord's house. She was naked and so bloody, the landlord didn't recognize her. In the ambulance, she heard the EMTs say she had punctured lungs.
On the way there, I told the EMTs, I'm like, "I promise you I'm going to stay alive until you get to the hospital. But tell the doctors that I have a 4-year-old daughter. I've got it. That they have to keep me alive."
She survived, and her daughter is now 21. Kansas City, Kansas police investigated the crime for years. Despite taking a rape kit, despite trolling the area of Juliet's house looking for a suspect, despite interviewing Juliet's friends and family, including her ex-boyfriend, her daughter's father, they found no suspects. Then last year, about this time, out of the blue, Juliet got a call. They caught the guy.
The detective told me that they had him in custody. They had arrested him. He was living in Olathe, Kansas.
Clock tanks. No time.
That man singing is Jabre Burnett, now 38 years old. He's posted a lot of music on social media. In this song, he's singing, "The clock is ticking, son. You have no time." True enough, because just after he uploaded it last year, Burnett was arrested for the rape and attempted murder of Juliet. Back then, he was 21. Over the years, he'd racked up a record of misdemeanors. But in 2008, he was convicted of aggravated battery in a domestic violence case. Detectives told Juliet about Burnett's arrest last spring.
When they said that he told me they had him in custody, I said, "Well, what did he say?" And they said that he confessed. I said, "Did he show any remorse?" He said, "Well, he said he's glad that you were alive." And I said, "Well, that's nice, because I'm not always so glad I'm alive."
So how did they connect Burnett and his string of other crimes to Juliet's case 17 years later? It was not the KCK police that did it. It took two young prosecutors opening an old case, a long-lost DNA cold hit, and a victim who hasn't stopped telling her story. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.